Today's learning show initials of Chaim Lizard Shai Maisha Neil Rifka as Maisha Zero Schuss for Shlema Chaim Maisha Shiva Malkin and Brachma Sar Malkin and Titzum Fegaldina Schuss for all of those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in middle of Simon Reish Samach Aleph. We are in middle of Sif Beis. Those looking inside, we are on page 66. And now we're going to get into what we touched upon a little bit previously. We're going to get into the when is Bein HaShemashos. Again, the Mechaber is talking about the Shita of the Rebbeinu Tam. Says the Mechaber. Till now we said you got to do Taisu Shabbos. Taisu Shabbos has to be before Bein HaShemashos. So now the Mechaber is going to tell us when is Bein HaShemashos. The Shear is my Bein HaShemashos. Who Shleishes Revi Mil? The Rive Mil. The amount of time that it is Bein HaShemashos last is 3/4. The amount of time that it would take a person to walk 3/4 of a mil. Remember, according to Rebbeinu Tam, that's 3 1/4 mil after the Shkia, Shehei Mahalach, Elef, Chamesh, Meis, Amos, Koidim, Halayla, that is the amount of time they would take to walk 1,500 Amos before evening, that is when Bein HaShemashos says. So let's just see the Mishnah Berurah on this part before we go into the Ramah. Shloishes Rivei Mil, Vehu, Le'erech, Revei Shah. That's approximately 1/4 hour or 15 minutes. Vehine. HaShulchan Aruch, Hiska, B'siv, Zeh, Das, Rebeinu Tam, V'siyate. Everything over here till now was the Rebbeinu Tam. Aval Haber Meir Rishonim Sviru Lahu. Many of the other Rishonim hold the Gam Hagra Hiskim L'Shitasim, and the Gra agrees to them. The Bein Hashmashes Maschil Takeif Achat Chilas Hashkiyot. When does that 15 minutes of Bein Hashmashes start? Immediately after Shkia. So in our world, we have a Lukas Neris. 18 minutes later, we have Shkia. Then starts Bein Hashmashes. That is already Safik Yom Safik Leilo. Hainu. Misha Shacham and the Chasam Enenu, the sun gets covered. Nimchach Zmanoi, Kadesh Leishu Revi Mil. They all agree that Bein HaShemashos is the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 mil. V'achekach b'samach lo yoytzna shloish gechavim beinunim. After that comes out 3 medium stars. V'hu Laila min ha-Torah l'choldov. And that's Vaday Laila. V'lefizeh, yesh lizori ma'oit, shaloi lasis malacha acha shacham and the Chasam Enenu. We have to be very careful not to do malacha once the sun is covered up. Because anachanam, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, that's still yayim. However, according to all these other Rishonim, and the Gra agreed with them, it's already Bein HaShemashos. Va'afilu melechas mitzvah. Even a melechas mitzvah. Kagon hadlakas neris l'su the Shabbos. Gam ken yuzar ma'oid ligmar ad l'kosam koidam shetishkacham. You should be very careful to light your candles before Shkia. The la'achakein hu b'chlal Bein HaShemashos. That is already Bein HaShemashos, which is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, and therefore we cannot do any of this. V'ayin le'el b'sif katan vav. U'lechatchilo. Ein lehamten ad rega achren. Not only that, you shouldn't wait until the last second. Rak yagdam ad l'kosam mishosh she'ashemesh b'rashi olonis. You should already light your candles when the sun is already on top of the trees, meaning it's about to start going down. As we mentioned yesterday, the meaning here in America is to light candles 18 minutes before the Shkia. Men tend to do malacha afterwards, but again, you shouldn't wait to the last minute. Of course, as we mentioned yesterday also, you need to have tais for Shabbos. According to the Shita, that as soon as Shkia comes, it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila, so you're not doing tais for Shabbos if you do malacha all the way to the Shkia. Umisha machma al atzmai, somebody who's machma, poirish atzmai malacha chatzi shah, a half hour, al kaponim shlish shah koidim shkia, at least a third of an hour before Shkia, Ashrei praises he do yoytze b'zeh yizeh shitas kol rishonim yoytze all the rishonim l'inyan matzah Shabbos. Now this is important. So according to this, you might argue that hold on, all right. So Shkia is according to shitas Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos, we said last 15 minutes. Okay, 15 minutes after Shkia, I should be able to do malacha on matzah Shabbos because we just told you that that's vade laila. So why all of a sudden, Matzah Shabbos, are we waiting much longer? 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 72 minutes, depending which sheet you go with, right? L'inyan Matzah Shabbos, ayin b'bi'ar locha sheba'ani b'shem ha'poiskim, d'l'kula al mashiyah d'shloishes rivimil m'shtana l'fi hazman v'amokim. Everyone agrees that this man of when exactly does Bein HaShemashos start, and when exactly does Bein HaShemashos finish, and exactly how long is Bein HaShemashos varies to the time and place that you're in. V'loy nema zeh b'gemara el ba'oifik bavol b'zman nisan v'tishah sh'yam ha'leil shavah. When did the Gemara tell us that Bein HaShemashos is 15 minutes after Shkia? right? According to this Shita, is talking about in Bavel at the time of the year that the day is exactly 6 hours, 12 and 12. Okay, Ubin Mekayim Seinu, however, where we live, Shenoyt to Letzad Tzafin Sha'olam, we're more to the north of the world. Misarech Har Yosef, the Bein Hashmashos is much longer. Okay, and yet Shazoyim Ma'od Shaloy Lasis Malacha B'Matzah Shabbos. Avshin is Achaz Man Rav Achashkiya. You have to wait much longer. Achi Aroish Shloishet Kachavim Katanim. Now we said, when is it really night? Is when you see three medium stars. However, we're not a bucky as to exactly what three medium stars is. So Matzah Shabbos is the other way around. Erev Shabbos, we're starting Shabbos. We have to go with the shortest, earliest man, which is what? At Shkia starts Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and 50 minutes later is Vade Laila on Erev Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos. Since we don't know exactly, because we're in a different area, that Zman changes. How long it takes for Bein HaShemashos to pass can be much, much longer. Therefore, we have to wait until it's Vaday Shloishes Kechavim Ketanim. And that also varies in location, how long that is. To the common Besimah Reish Tzad Gimel Sif Beis, the Ayin Shem is Shabruah Be'er Lach. And that's why Matzah Shabbos, we can't go 15 minutes after Shkia start doing Malacha. We gotta wait until much later, because the truth of the matter is, here in America, 15 minutes after Shkia is still a little bit light. Kaidim Alayla, Laila Nikrim and Atari L'Chaldava, Mishir Shlesh Gecham, Mayim Be'alach. As we mentioned previously, what is considered Laila? Laila is when there's three medium stars, but you need to have three medium stars in a row, and we're not a bucky in that, so therefore we wait until we know for a fact that there's for sure three small stars out. Okay, so that's the basically the shitas of the Rain of Tam, the shitas of the Gaonim and others who argue. So get a little bit of a background as to what this is. Again, we should make sure to light candles. The meaning is the ladies light candles 80 minutes before Shkia. Men should stop doing Melacha L'chol HaPachas at least a couple of minutes before Shkia, so you are Yotze L'chol HaDeis, you're Yotze the Tosfos Shabbos. The longer you do, the better off you are. Now comes the Rama. Says Rima, if I want to start Shabbos earlier, from Plag HaMincha, I am allowed to do Tosfos Shabbos. I'm allowed to start Shabbos earlier. Let's see Mishmaru. V'nesa basis malacha. It's not just that I'm partially accepting Shabbos. If I go ahead and an hour before this man, I say I want to accept Shabbos, it's a complete acceptance of Shabbos. It become also for me to do any work. If I go ahead at 12 o'clock in the afternoon or any time before Plag HaMincha and I say I want to accept Shabbos, aim klum, that's not accepting Shabbos. When is Plag HaMincha? An hour and a quarter before the evening. That it is Shabbos Manis. Now, what does that mean, an hour and a quarter before the evening? So you remember we learned much earlier on, there's a question, is that before Shkia or before Tzeis? So really, it could be if I accept Shabbos an hour and a quarter before Shkia, potentially, at least according to the Shittas, that Plag is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, I do have to stop doing Malacha because I accepted Shabbos in that time that it is possible to accept Shabbos. Now, the Hainu Bein Shayyay Marach HaKatzim Aschalak L'Yud Beis Chalakim, this hour and a quarter is based on the day, right? So it's either the shorter the day, the shorter that hour and a quarter is. The longer the day, the longer that hour and a quarter is. V'chelik u'revi, koydim erev u'plag. You take the day, you divide it into 12. One and a quarter of those portions of the day is plag HaMincha. Gam kasamach of the yesterday, b'em tzatzu sharevi azay hu koydim, as I just explained, hu koydim ha-shkiyah, I koydim tzayis ha-kechavim. There's a question, is this an hour and a quarter before Shkia or before Tzeis? Al kein l'nyanenu, b'di'evidim kibol ha-atzman l'shem tzatzu Shabbos, if I would be Makabel Shabbos an hour and a quarter before Shkia, Yeshla, since it's possible that's already after Plag HaMincha, and therefore my Kabbalah Shabbos would be considered Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore I have to stop doing Malacha. Okay, let's see the Mechabes Yiv Gimel. Mishani Baki Bashir is that you're not sure exactly when is night and when is day. Yadlik Ba'oi Chashemesh B'Rei Shilana. So back then, not everybody walked around with a smartphone with my Zmanim on it, and then not everybody knew when the time is, and therefore you should light candle. If you didn't know exactly when is going to be Shkia, and it could be very confusing because a moment before it's light, and then it's still slightly light when it's Vayne HaShemashos, according to many of the Rishonim, and then at some point it becomes dark. So if you're not a Bucky, it's very easy to mess up. Therefore, you should be very careful. You should light your candles and stop doing malacha when the sun is still at the tips of the trees. If it's a cloudy day, how do you check? The roosters are still sitting on sort of the fence, the beam. That would be, you would know for a fact that it's still day, because once the tarnagolim step off, it's not day anymore. If you don't have any roosters, when the ravens are still sitting around. All right, so I guess back then they used to know how to check these things. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Bereish Ilanos, like Bereish Hagagas, Hagvayim. The roosters would see the sit on the roofs or on the. I'm sorry, not the. This is going back on the first before the roosters, where the sun is at the top of the trees or at the top of the roofs. So basically, right? So your sun comes up in the morning, right? In the middle of the day, it's directly on top. It's not at the top of the trees. It's up high in the sky. As it starts coming down, right, when it gets close to night, the sun is, if you look up, it looks like the sun is on top of the trees because it's about to go down, right? If you wait till it's past that, potentially you're waiting into Shkia already. Or it's at sort of the top of the roofs of the houses. If it's a cloudy day, if you have a clock, something that tells you the time, that works well, so that could be a wristwatch, or a sundial, or anything that is accurate, you know for a fact that it's accurate. And because you have this clock, you know exactly when is Shkia. If you are able to rely on it, Mishmur is telling us, because clocks are obviously a newer thing in his time, obviously we all rely on clocks. Okay, let's go a drop further. Now, we mentioned that there's a way that you can accept Shabbos is through your words, be Taisa Shabbos, I'm being accepting upon myself Shabbos. We also mentioned that there are times that you sort of automatically accept Shabbos. And that's what we're going to talk about in Sif Dalet. We'll get it started today, although we probably won't finish it all today. Achaniyat Baruch Hu, if once you say Baruch Hu, Afal Pi Shadayin Yoim Hu, if you made early Shabbos, it's still day. You said Baruch Hu, Ein Ma'arvin, Ein Taimnin, Mishum Dehu Kablet, L'Shabbos Aleihem. You can no longer make an Erev, you can no more longer do the Hatmana, but as we said before, that you are able to do certain Hatmanas late. Why? Because you are Mekabel Shabbos Uladi Dan, says the Mechaber, by then the minig was, Amiras Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, the Amir of Mizmashir, Kanias Baruch Hu L'Didi, so they, once they said Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, that was similar to Baruch Hu. That was considered Kabbalah's Shabbos. So even if I didn't say straight out, I am being Mekabel Shabbos, once I say Baruch Hu, or if I lived in the Mechaber's times, it's once I said Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. We'll see by us, the minig is, in most places, is by Bayi V'Shalom. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Anias Baruch Hu Mishum Duhas Chalas Tfilas Harvest Al Shabbos. Once I say Baruch Hu, I'm starting Maariv. Lekach HaKol Parshin Oz Malacha. Everyone stops doing Malacha, because once I'm doing Maariv, it's night, so obviously I can't do Malacha. We'll see in Reish Samach Gimel. The Hukamisha Kibbal Olav Kedusha Shabbos Beferish. That's as if I said Hareini Mekabel Alai Omar Hashemayim. But Asa Oz Bechol HaSiyagim Ugederim Chagad Chazal HaShabbos. At that point, everything is Asa. I can't even go into the Beis Hamerchitz in order to Shvitz, which Midaraisa was Mutter. The Chacham said not to do it. So all the Shvus, once I say Baruch Hu, every Shvus, everything is out the window. The Cholshkin Berchitz of Acham and washing myself in hot water. The Chihai Gavne Becholah Shvusin. And any Shvus is Asa. Now, what's the Chiddush over here of the Mechaber? Ubar Mechaber Lashmeinu. Da Filo Oysen Dvarim Shatiru Bebein Hashmashes. Even those items that we've previously said you're allowed to do Bein HaShmashas, Kigoyin HaRuvich HaTzeres, Svatmana, Duvavadi, L'Tzarech Shabbos, which are all L'Tzarech Shabbos, V'uadid Kol Shvush L'Tzarech Mitzvah. Remember we said that Bein HaShmashas, I can do a Shvus L'Tzarech Mitzvah, Amir L'Akim, or other things, Afilo Hacha Asakan. Here, where I was already Mekabel Shabbos, even if it's only Bein HaShmashas, even before Bein HaShmashas, I'm not allowed to do any of it. Vatam, the cave and the kibbol all of Shabbos beferish, since you were mekabel Shabbos, afsha zuman harba koydem bein hashmashes, even if it's way before bein hashmashes, chama mi bein hashmashes b'li kabbalah. So the mechaber is now telling us, throwing a little cold water on the whole ability to do anything Mashmashas, as we'll see shortly. So once I'm Mekabel Shabbos, even if it's before Bein HaShmashos, I have, according to the Mechaber, I have a more stringent rule upon myself than Bein HaShmashos without Kabbalah Shabbos. So Bein HaShmashos without Kabbalah Shabbos, I was allowed to be over a Shavuos if it's L'tzarich Mitzvah. I was allowed to do Amir L'Akim, L'tzarich Mitzvah, L'tzarich Shabbos. Once I'm Mekabel Shabbos, I can't do anything. Now, says the Mechaber, all this that we said till now, that Bein HaShmashos, I can be over a Shavuos if it's L'tzarich Mitzvah, that's only going to work in a city that doesn't have a minyan. If I was not, so I'm alone in a city, I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, Bein HaShmashos, I can do a Shavuos L'tzarich Mitzvah. However, the lav hachi, more, now, where do we just say that if I was Mekabel Shabbos, then it's more chamerdik, I can't do anything. Okay? Now, if I'm in a city with a minyan, when do I have to be Mekabel Shabbos? When the city was Mekabel Shabbos. The city, zicha daven, before Bein HaShmashos. The lav hachi, bevadi, rei v'tzibur, kibul all of Shabbos with Bein HaShmashos. Once it comes Bein HaShmashos, the tzibur was already Mekabel Shabbos. The people who didn't, they didn't show up to shul, they have to follow the tzibur. As we said in Reish, we're going to say in Reish Samach Gimel. So therefore, says the Mishabur, according to this, when I'm a Kabbal, during Bein HaShmashos, I can go ahead and do a Shavuos L'Tzarich Mitzvah. That's only going to apply if I wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos, as we just explained. What's the only scenario that I wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos? If I live in a city alone without a tzibur. I'm going to be Allah Hashem Habachan Shikasu, the Dafka de Baruch Shabbos Shal that Avalim Yachid Kibbal of Shabbos by Yom Lim Chamim Bein HaShmashos, Chaim Asher Magan Avram, Steve Cotton Zayin. That the halacha brings down a more cool dikashita than the mechaber. Mechaber said that if I was mekabel Shabbos, I get a more chamadika situation. I can't do a shvut shel mitzvah bein hashmashes. The halacha brings down another shita. He says if I was davening with a tzibur and I said baruch hu, yes, at that point I cannot do anything bein hashmashes, even a shvut shel tzarich mitzvah. But if I was mekabel Shabbos on my own, not the tzibur, right? So I decided it comes a half hour before Shkia. I want to do a big tais for Shabbos this week. I go ahead on Mekabel Shabbos. The tzibur's not davening for another 20 minutes. During that 20 minutes, according to the Bi'ur Halacha, I do have the same halacha as Bein HaShmashos and the Shavuos L'Tzarich Mitzvah I would be allowed to do. Okay, we'll stop over here and Me'etz Hashem, we will finish the